I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. It's hard to imagine with all this extra moisture we've had in the last few weeks that we are still focused on mitigating a drought, but we are. And the Great Salt Lake is about to get a boost from a big water release near Point of the Mountain. Just how much is an astounding number? We have two reports. Our team coverage, Utah Water Watch, begins with KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
The Central Utah Water Conservancy District, a.k.a. the people in charge of the water in Salt Lake, Wasatch, and Utah counties, is expected to release 50 million gallons of water per day.
As long as the snowpack continues to melt and generate above normal conditions in the reservoirs and rivers. So it's really not based on time. It's really based on how fast Mother Nature melts this water off.
General Manager Gene Shawcroft says the goal is to hopefully prevent flooding by acting now to get water out of the rivers. Shawcroft says the second goal is just to get water directly to the Great Salt Lake. They started that today by turning on a spillway into the Jordan River. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
What does 50 million gallons equate to? KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our team coverage.
Imagine 116 football fields a foot deep in water going into the Great Salt Lake every day. That's enough water to supply 150 families for a year.
It's remarkable. This is a tremendous year. We're very appreciative of Mother Nature.
Laura Vernon with the Division of Water Resources says the lake has already gone up 3.5 feet since November, and it still has plenty of room for the flood water.
We have, 6 feet then to get back up to an elevation where most resources are most happy.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A third home is still at risk of falling off the mountainside in Draper's Suncrest area, and it's unclear whether it might be torn down before it does. Jeremy Neff doesn't totally know whether his home directly across the street is safe.
I have no idea, right? Because they thought the houses across the street were going to be fine, and they fell off the mountain. So I'm optimistic, but I'm not sure of anything.
Developers told residents they had no reason to believe the road was at risk. Many neighbors just want to know if their homes are on native or engineered soil. Crews are working hard today and might be back at it tomorrow to clear debris from City Creek Canyon. It's all debris that was pulled out of the creek last week during flood mitigation, but it hadn't been removed from the land yet. They're asking anyone using the area to watch out for the heavy equipment and play it safe. KSL's top national stories. It's official. President Biden is running for re-election, an announcement made earlier today on Twitter. ABC's Karen Travers has more on how this campaign may be different from what we saw in 2020.
That campaign he ran in 2020 was during the COVID year. It was not a traditional campaign. He was not doing bus tours across the Midwest. He wasn't doing four rallies a day. That will look very different next year when he is out on the campaign trail, but I think it will still be very much a Joe Biden-style campaign, and he will not likely be barnstorming the country like candidates in previous cycles have done.
Recent polls suggest some voters have concerns about the president's age, but his supporters say he already keeps a very busy and very active schedule. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley says she believes we need a national consensus on abortion, but she doesn't think we'll get there through partisan politics either at the federal or the state level.
Someone else's life are not things to be taken lightly, and they should not be politicized. The issue should be addressed with sensitivity and respect, not judgment and hate.
The former South Carolina governor spoke this morning in front of people who oppose abortion. The Utah Supreme Court has put on hold a case involving the state's abortion trigger law. The law is currently under a preliminary injunction, meaning it won't take effect until a current lawsuit goes through the courts. But the state legislature changed the rules that govern how judges grant injunctions.
It's another sort of hurdle that Planned Parenthood has here in challenging Utah's abortion ban or near abortion ban.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says the case now goes back to the lower court, where a judge will decide if the injunction will remain in place or not. The Huntsman Cancer Institute will soon offer patients more than 1 million square feet of space. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
The institute, based at the University of Utah, is opening a new center in June. The Catherine F. Kirk Center will double current patient care and research capabilities. The center will concentrate on comprehensive cancer care, along with cancers which affect women. The Huntsman Communications Director, Ashley Harrison, tells the Deseret News it's a challenge to serve more than 10 million people across the region. So the Institute is partnering with other oncology facilities to help those who must travel from Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada to Salt Lake for treatment. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. We've had some problems downtown. Crashes at 5th East and 800 South. Another one in the cleanup stages at South Temple and 700 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear David Dejanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
The toughest emission limits in history.
Really tough for families to drive older cars.
Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
Mother, pronounced? Mama.
Mom. Mom, where are the car keys?
She's a juggler of all things. This Mother's Day, celebrate her with fine jewelry from Shane Company. We have gifts in every price range, beautiful jewelry that'll make her smile. Not sure what to get, Mom? Our classic styles make a great gift. Surprise her with a diamond necklace, an engravable locket, or lustrous pearls. Why not get her something colorful? We have an amazing selection of jewelry with colorful gemstones, from vibrant London blue topaz to sapphires in every color of the rainbow. Gold hoops are a lot of fun. She can wear them anywhere, to a soccer game or mom's night out. Shane Company's jewelry is designed by us, with attention to every detail, so you can be sure it's beautifully crafted and made to last a lifetime. Visit us for a Mother's Day gift wrapped with a bow and ready to give.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
No amplification. No distractions. Just pure beauty as 87 extraordinary artists come together to make music. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at UtahSymphony.org or by calling 801-533-NOTE. Coming up at the symphony, Strauss's suite from Der Rosenkavalier vividly portrays key moments from the opera's witty and wise tale of a love triangle. And the symphony's own principal bassoon Laurie Wick and principal clarinet Tad Kalkara shine in a piece Strauss imagined as a dance between a bear and a princess. Then, on May 19th and 20th, Olivier Messiaen's monumental Tourangelia Symphony featuring Utah Symphony pianist Jason Harding. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. State water managers have a plan to shore up the Great Salt Lake by diverting some water that would normally go to some other places first. KSL News Time, 1208. An assault weapons ban is now in effect in the state of Washington after the governor signed it into law this morning. It blocks the sale, distribution, and manufacture and import of more than 50 gun models, and it takes effect right away. Pinto's gun shop owner, Diane Pinto, says firearms dealers have 90 days to liquidate their inventory.
If we still have things, we can sell them out of state.
Now, the legislation is expected to face an immediate federal court challenge on Second Amendment grounds. Right now, assault weapons are banned in California, Illinois, and a number of states in the northeastern U.S. Some Salt Lake City librarians want to unionize. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
Monday afternoon, dozens of city library employees met at the main library to formally request the Salt Lake City Public Library System voluntarily recognize unionization at a board of directors meeting. KSL.com reports many who supported the idea cite longstanding safety concerns and below average wages and either inaccessible or expensive health care. Workers say they'll give the city a week then will work through a process to vote on whether to unionize. Ivy Smith, one of the organizers behind the Salt Lake City Public Library Workers United, says more than half of the 345 city library employees have already signed the petition, which would be enough votes. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The chairman of Netflix now owns Powder Mountain Ski Resort. Kevin Mitchell, the resort's general manager, says the new owner plans on keeping the same local feel that the resort is known for.
He recognizes what makes Powder Mountain special, and we want to make sure that we're really holding onto them, that magic.
Some of the plans include improved lodges and possibly new lifts. KSL News Time, 1209. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and it's sponsored by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
Kind of a gloomy day, but valley freeways are bone dry, so we're looking good there. No moisture to deal with. If you are traveling north or southbound I-15, you're going to see good speeds up and down the corridor. Crash-free on all the valley freeways. We do have an accident reported in Weber County, northbound 1900 West at Riverdale Road, and a crash getting cleared downtown, 800 South, 500 East. Divorce stress, mediation means no expensive attorneys, no courtrooms, and difficult divorces can be completed in less than 1 month. Go to UtahDivorceMediation.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A low pressure swinging off to the east, but it'll keep some light, isolated showers in play this morning and maybe even this afternoon. High of 54, a little cool breeze out of the north. 40 overnight, clearing skies, 64 tomorrow, and that's the start of a warming and drying trend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And a reminder, if you do see a traffic problem, you can text us at 57500. You can text us at the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line. Just text 57500. Coming up on Utah's New News, a major milestone at Alta, 900 inches of snow in a single season. We'll find out what it really means with Kevin Eubank. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Is your vehicle no longer stopping like it used to? Don't miss spring brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need. Now through April 25th, get 15% off when you buy a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When it comes to your electrical system, do you know the warning signs to look for? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and it's okay if you don't know, but here are a few things that you might not even realize could be a sign of a bigger problem. Wall plates that are hot to the touch, discoloration around switches or outlets, if you hear crackling or popping or buzzing around switches or outlets, a breaker that trips a lot, switches that feel loose when you operate them, if your lights dim or flicker when a major appliance comes on, if your plugs fall out of the wall easily. You know, you're not supposed to have to bend the prongs out on a plug just to get it to stay in the wall. If you notice any of these things, you should consider having a licensed electrician check your system out. If you don't know anyone, Any Hour Services has put together a radio-only special for any homeowners listening. One of our licensed electricians will perform a comprehensive electrical inspection and give you a full written report for only $29, but you have to mention this ad when you call. To schedule your comprehensive electrical inspection by a licensed electrician for only $29, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300. Any Hour Services.
Hey, dropping weight and getting healthy, it takes a team.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's nice about Soda Weight Loss that Alex and I have been on for some time now is you have a team around you. You have people who are competent. You have people who are in your corner. You have people that are supporting you. You have people that are going to give you advice. You don't have to do this alone, and you can do this on Soda Weight Loss. Over 5,000 people have had tremendous results, as have we. I've dropped 130 pounds on the program, and you can have success too.
If you want to find out more, Soda Weight Loss, S-O-T-A is how you spell it, by the way, Soda Weight Loss. It stands for state of the art. And so if you follow the program, you're going to get results. Guys average 3 to 5 pounds per week of fat weight loss. Imagine what you could do when you stack up a few of those weeks in a row, or a couple months that we've like, or, you know, a half a year. My heavens, dropping over 100 pounds is not something that happens you know, overnight. I'll tell you what it is, though. If you stick with it, you're going to have the success. SodaWeightLoss.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Questions remain about a third home in Draper's Suncrest area, still at risk of falling off the mountainside. The developer telling residents last night that getting to the crumbled debris down the ravine is still precarious. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, the sister of Lori Vallow Daybell is on the stand today in her murder trial in Idaho. The court heard a recorded phone call between the sisters as Summer Shiflett confronted Lori after her missing kids' bodies were found. Third, traffic and weather together. Let's begin with Ricky Meese.
A new accident in Murray. It's eastbound I-215 South Belt, about 300 west. It's near the I-15 junction, blocking a left lane of travel. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Isolated showers with a high of 54 today. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A jury in Manhattan now seated in the defamation and battery trial of former President Trump. The nine-member jury fielded questions about their social media accounts and also vaccine status. The writer, E. Jean Carroll, accuses Trump of assaulting her in a department store dressing room nearly three decades ago. Charges Trump denies. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the courthouse.
Trump has said Carroll is not his type. But during a deposition in the case, when he was shown a photo of Carroll and asked if he recognized her, Trump said, "That's my wife," confusing Carroll with his second wife, Marla Maples.
More evacuations in Sudan today, including a flight coordinated by France filled with diplomats, including some Americans. A 72-hour ceasefire holding for now between two warring factions. ABC News contributor and former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Defense in the Middle East, Mick Mulroy, has more.
The ceasefire, I think, is primarily right now to allow foreign nationals to depart unhindered and for critical humanitarian aid to get into the country, which is already falling short on food and fuel. I think that is really important, but most important is that it holds and that we move toward reconciliation.
A new twist in the Idaho College murder case involving four students killed in the off-campus home last year.
One of the surviving roommates who lived through the murders of four friends inside of the home now subpoenaed by accused killer Brian Koberger's defense team. Her attorney is calling the subpoena improper and says she should not be summoned for a preliminary hearing. His attorneys claim she is a material witness who could provide information to clear him. Shauna Lloyd is at the Cochran Law Firm and is not involved in the case.
She might have information that, as to what the person looked like. It might be height. It could be any information that would take him out of the prime line as a suspect.
ABC's Alex Stone. You're listening to ABC News.
Flood Watch, special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Alta officially shattered the 900-inch mark with yesterday's snow. Now, that's how much snow has fallen on the resort since the season began. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank joins me live to help sort out exactly what this means. It's kind of hard to get your head around, Kevin.
Oh, Maria, it is truly incredible. So when you look at a season for the ski resort, they started getting snow end of September, first part of October. And since that started falling last fall, they reached 903 inches as of this morning, and they're still getting snow up there right now. So we'll end up a little higher than that. But the old season record was 748 inches. So to break the old season record by over 150 inches, it really is unprecedented. We've never, ever seen this in a ski season before here in the state of Utah.
And it's kind of a wet day today. Are they going to get more?
Yeah, they are. They're snowing there. It's snowing there now, and they're going to continue to see snow through the early afternoon before this storm tapers off. So we could add another couple of inches before it's all said and done. Just to give you a perspective, you work there in the Triad Center, right across the street, a little bit more probably well known as the Delta Center or Vivint Arena. 75 feet of snow equals 900 inches. So Alta has received 75 feet of snow. That is taller than the Delta Center or Energy or the Vivint Arena, and it's almost as tall as the Triad Center, the building that you're in right now. That is a lot of snow.
That is a lot of snow. And now the big worry is where is it all going to go when it melts?
Yeah, it is. It's all got to come down, and it will continue to melt here. We've lost several inches of water in the snowpack up there as we've melted. Now, again, there's not 900 inches on the ground there. That's just the season total. But you still have 200 plus inches on the ground, which is a good 20 feet of snow that still needs to melt and come down. There's no question that Little Cottonwood Canyon is going to be raging. So is Big Cottonwood Canyon with all the water as it starts to come down. The good news is it's been incremental so far, and we hope that that will continue as we head through the end of April and into May. But that water is definitely going to cause issues, and you really don't have any flow control. Once it starts melting out of the mountains, you don't have reservoirs up there to catch that water and then to distribute it like we do in other places. What's going to melt is what's going to come down Little and Big Cottonwood Canyon. So it's going to be a raging runoff, and people are going to have to be very, very careful around those waterways.
What a year, Kevin, especially for you as a meteorologist.
It is. It's one of those things that we all kind of, anyone who's lived through 83 in the sense of the floods, that's kind of a defining year when you think about water and its impact. 2023 is going to rewrite what we know about snowpack, snow depths, avalanche, and water. It's just going to go into the history books as a case study of what Utah can actually do. And we've already talked on previous stories in your shows this morning. The Great Salt Lake has already come up 3, probably going to come up another 3, maybe 4 feet. With the record snow, we have record capacity and availability in our reservoirs. So that's a good thing, right? We've got record snow and we've got record places to put all that water. The question is can we get it there safely? Can we get it there without causing too much damage? And that's still a little yet to be seen, but I'm optimistic. I really do think the overall weather pattern is going to be as conducive as you could possibly have for bringing this record snowpack down and getting it where we most definitely need it.
All right. Thanks for putting it all into perspective for us.
Thanks, Maria.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's sponsored by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky, you did have a few problems downtown. Those cleared up?
We have the remainder of an accident at 800 South 500 East, but now you see them, now you don't. We had a couple of crashes. We had the accident in Murray, eastbound I-215 South Belt, just before the I-15 junction. That's already cleared. And we had one that lasted maybe 5 minutes in Utah County, southbound I-15 at University Parkway on the exit ramp in Orem. Again, it's been cleared. So we are looking at a delay-free drive and crash-free drive on all the Valley freeways. The expert cataract surgeons at Moran Eye Center can help you see the world in vibrant clarity with state-of-the-art cataract care customized for your lifestyle. MoranEyeCenter.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. It's a warming and drying trend. Today, we hold on to some isolated showers, high of 54. 64 tomorrow, sunshine. 71 on Thursday, mostly sunny. And a little backdoor cold front might drop us down a degree or two on Friday to 70, mostly sunny. 76 and sunny skies on Saturday goes to 80s, mid-80s expected on Sunday and Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And it's a chilly day, mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 45 degrees. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets shows the Dow and the NASDAQ down by hundreds. The Dow down by 300, the NASDAQ down by more than 200. All because investors don't like some earnings reports that were out today. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Interest rates have gone up for buying a home, but not for remodeling the exterior of your home. This week only at RGS Exteriors, it's our zero interest financing sale. That's right, 0% interest on any gutters, siding, windows, or any exterior remodeling project on your home. We have programs for 12, 18, and 24 months, all with 0% financing. But the sale is this week only at RGS Exteriors. Want stunning James Hardy siding? 0%. Need to replace your windows? 0%. New gutters or gutter covers? 0%. How about a full extreme makeover? That's right, 0%. We've also been serving Utah for 5 generations, so you can trust us to do the job right. All work is backed by our exclusive 10-year everything guarantee for total peace of mind. And this week only, everything is available for 0% financing with approved credit. Don't put off your new exterior project any longer. As always, estimates are free, so call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit us at rgsutah.com. That's rgsutah.com.
The Salt Lake Chamber is Utah's voice for business. Okay, that sounds great, but what does it really mean? Well, as Utah's largest and longest-standing business association, they support and champion community prosperity throughout the state. And if you're in business, well, that's a very good thing for you. Be sure to listen to the Chamber's Speaking on Business, weekdays at 7:20, 11:55, and 5:20 p.m. on KSL News Radio.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails with feedback from customers. Here's one. Dear Dan, I just had the best experience ever. I bought a computer from Shane at your State Street store. I asked several what I thought were really stupid questions. Shane was super courteous and made me feel comfortable through the whole process. People need to understand how important it is to support a local company, especially when your experience is so good. PC Laptops really does love me. Signed, Satisfied. I love hearing feedback like that. It really just gives me the chills. It's the whole reason why I got into the computer business in the first place. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop, and they start at only $29 a month. And it comes with a lifetime warranty. That means if anything goes wrong, we're going to take care of you. Just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. At PC Laptops, we really do love you.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 1225, watching Utah's money, empty office towers to new housing. That's the strategy of a growing number of developers who want to revitalize the downtown of many cities. Conversion projects are underway in cities like New York, Washington, Pittsburgh, and Dallas. Google's parent company could post its second straight quarter of lower ad revenue. The squeeze is coming from a slower economy and new competition in fields like artificial intelligence. CEO Sundar Pichai says Google's parent company will put more funds towards the AI race and Google's new technology. An Atlanta teen doesn't need to worry about student loans after getting accepted to 50 colleges and $1.3 million in scholarships. Daya Brown says she started applying in her sophomore year so that she would have options. Brown has decided to take the path of the Blue Devil and go to Duke. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 304 points. That's nearly a full percent. It sits at 33,571. S&P 500, it's down by 56 points. And the NASDAQ is down by 203 points. That's about a percent and a half. One of the best-selling artists of all time is launching a different kind of world trek.
Fans of Seal get to go on a unique journey starting tonight. He's kicking off his 30th anniversary tour by playing his first two albums, known as Seal 1 and Seal 2, in their entirety. Hits including Crazy, Kiss from a Rose, and also deeper cuts, telling us his main goal with these shows is to connect.
When we are connected, I think that's when we're at our most beautiful. We're at our most miraculous and just beautiful and capable.
The tour kicks off tonight in Phoenix, wrapping up in July in Monaco. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
KSL is headed to Riverton this week.
This school is amazing.
Thursday, we're live all morning at Riverton High School. Get special reports on what makes Riverton City and the Jordan School District unique. And hear stories from people who live there. KSL in your community. Thursday, 5 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Here's what happens when you get brand new custom vinyl windows from Advanced Window Products. All of a sudden, your house has more curb appeal. Your home is more secure. Your heating and air conditioning bills tumble. And you have a local company in business 37 years standing behind their work for life. But that's not all. Since they build your custom windows at their facility in Salt Lake, there's no middleman markup. So you can save money on the highest quality windows on the market. Argon-filled double-pane glass. Insulation within the vinyl framing. Top-of-the-line, built-to-spec. They will create magnificent bow windows, doggy doors cut into the glass. Any color, it's all custom. All installed by their team, and every window is guaranteed for life. Rocky Mountain and Dominion offer rebates. Advanced Windows offer 60-month 0% financing. And right now, save $2,000 on 10 windows or more. So save now, pay later. Call Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Are you seeing any wet roads out there, Ricky?
Only in the higher elevations like the canyons. And even there is a little bit of what I would call very light snow flurries. Overall, very wet, very dry road conditions here in the valley. Now, for those who are traveling on I-15, we actually have good speeds up and down the that corridor between Ogden and Provo, and the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are clear. The American Heart Association believes all mothers deserve quality care. They thank the governor's office for helping pass legislation extending postpartum Medicaid coverage. Visit yourthecure.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, we're looking at a chance for some isolated showers, especially in the morning today. High of 54. Into tonight, we'll go for a low of 40 degrees, clearing skies. 64 tomorrow with sunny skies, and then some 70s for your Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 45 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. The sister of the defendant has been testifying today during the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell has been in the courtroom in Boise all morning. He joins me now live. Hugo?
Maria, the court heard an emotional testimony from Summer Shiflett. She's the younger sister of Lori Vallow Daybell. The prosecution played a phone call where Summer is confronting Lori after the first discovery of JJ and Tylee's remains. In the phone call, Summer is absolutely hysterical. She's yelling through tears. There are a lot of quotes like, "How could you be doing this? You were on the beach and your kids were in the ground." It was a really, really sort of insight into what was clearly a very dark moment for Summer. During the testimony, though, I got a chance to have a look at Lori, and she was tearing up herself, wiping tears away. The jury was, you couldn't really read the emotion on their face. I think it was quite a shocking phone call for them to hear. And, you know, some of the whole time was giving long, pitying, desperately upset looks at Lori. It was certainly quite an eventful afternoon in court. We're on lunch break right now and soon to be heading back in. I will check in with you guys when we adjourn for the day. But for now, reporting live from Boise, I'm KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell.
KSL News Time, 1231. Still a lot of uncertainty in Draper's Suncrest area as neighbors grapple a third home still at risk of falling off the mountainside.
That third house sits feet away from Wendy Donnell's home.
It is scary.
Even more, I just want it fixed. I told them both, I want my house. I don't want to leave my house.
Hers is on a watch list. It's unclear if that third house will be torn down before it falls. Donnell says that they just need to know what soil their home sits on.
The compaction, the soil, what was used for fill, if I'm in fact on native soil, those are the immediate concerns. I cannot feel good about sleeping there unless I know my family is safe.
Developers also telling her and her neighbors cleanup crews would be out today, and eventually they'll turn the empty lots into public green space. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The Great Salt Lake is about to get more water from the Jordan River. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has details.
This is the sound of a spillway near Point of the Mountain with water rushing down. An estimated 50 million gallons will go through this every day for the foreseeable future, partly to avoid any flooding in the coming weeks and partly just because we have the extra water, so it makes sense to send it to the Great Salt Lake.
The water comes from runoff storage that flows from Deer Creek Reservoir into the Provo and Jordan Rivers. 50 million gallons a day to the Great Salt Lake is roughly equal to 100 Olympic-sized swimming pools, enough to supply 150 families for a year. But Laura Vernon with the Division of Water Resources says the lake still has some ground to make up.
We have, 6 feet then to get back up to an elevation where most resources are most happy.
The lake has risen 3.5 feet since November. Vernon thinks it could rise another 2 or 4 feet from the spring runoff. KSL's top national stories. The sister of an American man being held in a Russian prison called on the country's foreign minister directly to plead for his release. Paul Whelan's sister spoke before the UN Security Council yesterday. Today, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield promised her on Good Morning America that she's doing everything she can to bring both Paul and Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich home.
We're committed to bringing both of them and all Americans who have been unfairly arrested and held in Russia home.
Paul Whelan has been held in Russia for over 4 years. The U.S. State Department has said he is being wrongfully detained. Don't expect to see any discussion of President Biden's campaign plans from his press secretary as he announces he's running for election. ABC's Karen Travers reports.
It will have to be very separate, and this is always tricky for a president who's running for re-election. You hear Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary, defer questions repeatedly anytime anybody asks her about politics, saying she can't talk about that. There have to be very clear walls between the campaign side of things and the official White House business. There will, of course, be some blending.
A senior advisor to the president will be leaving the White House in order to serve as campaign manager. Republicans appear to be gearing up for abortion to dominate discussion on the 2024 presidential campaign trail. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says that she believes it's a deeply personal issue that deserves to be handled sensitively without politicizing it.
I said I want to save as many babies and help as many moms as possible. That is my goal. To do that at the federal level, the next president must find national consensus.
She was speaking this morning to abortion opponents. Utah's abortion trigger law is currently on hold because of a Planned Parenthood lawsuit, but the state Supreme Court has canceled the hearing on the case because the state legislature changed the rules on how judges apply preliminary injunctions.
And I think what the Supreme Court is saying is, look, maybe this case doesn't get up to us if the judge changes his ruling about the preliminary injunction.
KSL legal analyst Greg Scorta says the lower court judge that put the hold on the abortion trigger law will have to decide if that hold remains under the new rules. First look traffic. What's happening, Ricky?
We have a nice and quiet drive on the Valley freeways. We have the final cleanup of a crash in Weber County, northbound 1900 West at Riverdale Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
Many of us are voting for candidates because we're afraid of the opposition.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
Don't worry. Your plant is in good hands. Okay, Joe, you can do this. Plants just need water plus light, right? You can't mess that up. All right, Internet, let's see what you know. How to nourish a plant. How to rescue plant. Where to buy new plant.
Watching someone's plant is complicated, but watching their gun isn't.
Look, I know you've been feeling off. How about I hold on to your gun for a few days? Or even just change the combination to your safe, just until you're feeling better.
Help prevent suicide. If someone you know is struggling, ask to hold their gun until they're feeling better. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
As I look at my path to the NFL, I wouldn't have been able to do it by myself.
Having a supporting cast for me made all the difference, both on and off the field. And the thing I realized this last year was having that supporting cast made my dreams and my goals a reality. I prepare as best as I can for every situation on the football field. You know, that same mindset applies to me as a husband, as a dad. And being a new father with an 8-month-old child, I've realized that, you know, I now have a responsibility to my son and to my wife, just like I do my teammates. I spent all my time being a quarterback, and I need to find people that I can trust and rely upon. Deseret First Credit Union, they are those people that are spending all that time to help me manage and take care of my family. My name is Taysom Hill, and my why is faith, family, and football.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. A third home could still slide off the mountainside in Draper's Suncrest area, and we don't know yet if it might be torn down before that happens. Crews are planning to be out today cleaning up debris and insulation. KSL News Time, 1238. Utah's K through 12 schools could soon get an air purifier in every classroom. It would be funded by a federal grant through an effort from the State Health Department and Utah Physicians for Healthy Environment. The collaboration would place air purifiers in classrooms as well as licensed preschools and early childhood education centers. Right now, just over half of those facilities have air purifiers. To qualify, all a school needs to do is to apply. Utah's premier cancer facility is doubling its space. The Huntsman Cancer Institute is gaining 50% more space with the addition of the Catherine F. Kirk Center. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly reports.
The center is connected with the University of Utah Huntsman Cancer Institute. The Deseret News reports it will have new areas for gynecological, breast and blood and marrow cancers. Four operating suites and 48 inpatient rooms will also be available at the facility to help cancer patients who come from around the region for treatment.
A spokesperson for Huntsman says they are partnering with other oncology facilities across the region. That helps those who usually have to travel far distances and might not survive as long as patients who live close to those care centers. Actor, musician, and activist Harry Belafonte has died at the age of 96.
Perhaps best known for his iconic Banana Boat song, Harry Belafonte sang his way into the hearts of millions beginning in the 1940s, gaining the nickname King of Calypso for his take on traditional Caribbean folk music, his breakthrough album, the first full-length album to sell a million copies. But he was also a gifted actor, debuting on Broadway in 1953, winning a Tony for his very first performance, a few years later becoming the first Black American to win an Emmy and to produce a TV show. As one of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s closest confidants, he helped plan the March on Washington in 1963. And even into his 90s, the UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador continued to promote civil rights and peace. Trevor Ault, ABC News, New York.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. The latest on the roads, here's Ricky Meese.
Looking pretty quiet on all the valley freeways. No accidents, no delays if you're going to be traveling third west. Well, road work could cause you a little bit of slowing either direction, particularly between 13th and 1700 south. But overall, no accidents and no delays. Is your AC unit 15 years or older? You're paying too much to cool your home. Schedule a certified professional to install a new energy-efficient Carrier air conditioning system at GilletteHVAC.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Isolated showers still possible today, high of 54 with a cool north breeze. Overnight lows in the low 40s, even some upper 30s, mostly clear skies. For tomorrow, sunshine, 64 the high. We then take a trip to the 70s on Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, mostly cloudy skies, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, hear from a neighbor whose home hasn't been condemned about why she still doesn't want to sleep in her own bed after a Draper landslide. That's next on KSL News Radio.
I-
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
I found, Tim, that one of the hardest things about being a mom is just deciding what to cook for dinner every night.
I know.
Which is part of why I'm so excited to tell everybody about Beehive Meals.
It is a Utah company, and at some point we're going to have to tell the story of the Jacksons and how they actually got this going in 2019. But if you've been struggling with having tacos one night and spaghetti another night, open up your world for dinner with things like Mongolian beef stir fry or Parmesan honey pork roast.
Your family dinner has just never been easier than it is with these. They're pre-assembled freezer meals. I put it in the crock pot. I set it for how long it needs to go. It stays warm after that. And that way, if the family can't all eat together, if one person has basketball and another, it's just warm for whenever they're ready.
And by the way, less than $3.50 per serving. You couldn't go out to the store or out to dinner, certainly on your own, for that price.
You're absolutely right, Tim. I couldn't buy the ingredients for any less.
Start it for your family right now. Go to BeehiveMeals.com.
It's time to cast out a line. It's Scheels' spring fishing sale. Whether you're in a boat or casting from the shore, at Scheels, you'll find all the items and advice you need for success on the water. Scheels' sale runs April 22nd through April 30th. Save on new exclusive Scheels Outfitters rods, along with Daiwa spinning reels and Rapala, Strike King, and Z-Man lures. The Rapala R12 HD Combo Filet Knife is also at a special price. Don't miss out. Stop by your local Scheels store or Scheels.com today and check it out.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Millions of gallons will be redirected from Deer Creek Reservoir to the Great Salt Lake ahead of any possible flooding in the next few weeks. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, the trial for Lori Vallow Daybell continues today with the defendant's sister on the stand. She's testifying about confronting her sister about the murder of her 2 children. Third, traffic and weather together with Ricky Meese.
We do have a good drive on all the Valley freeways. Normal KSL travel times on I-15 either direction between Ogden and Provo. And right now, crash free. Enjoy it while you can. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, a slight chance for showers today, then warmer and dry tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 46 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
In New York City, opening arguments begin this hour in the defamation and battery trial against former President Trump. The writer E. Jean Carroll accuses Trump of assaulting her in the 1990s. The jury seated earlier today. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on the selection process.
They were asked everything from their vaccination status to whether they'd seen The Apprentice to whether they think that former President Trump is treated unfairly by the media. They were also asked about the nature of Carroll's claims. Do you think that bringing a claim now, 30 years after the alleged rape happened, it all makes it less reliable?
Americans feeling less positive that the U.S. can avoid a recession, consumer confidence dipping again in April. And the world is remembering Harry Belafonte.
Shake, shake, shake,
The singer, actor, and civil rights activist died today at his New York home. He broke through barriers as one of the first black performers in film and as a solo artist. He was 96. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Neighbors in Draper say they are living with fear about the future of their homes. Wendy Donnell lives right next to one of the houses that has been condemned after a landslide.
It's very unnerving. We are staying in a hotel because an edge is paying for that. Because I can't sleep there. It's too traumatic.
The owners of Edge Homes met with homeowners last night. Danelle says she hopes the builders follow through with their promises.
Well, the biggest piece that I heard and I hope that they follow through with is that they're going to act immediately and communicate with us, because in the past when we've had issues with our homes, just if there's warranty issues, they weren't willing to work with us and get through this. So I'm hoping that by hearing the complaints of the neighborhood, and what we are really needing is the safety. I want them to address the safety issues and share the reports of the dirt, the soil, the native soil. I want to know how secure my house is. I'm scared to death. I don't want to lose my home. I love my home. I want my boys to stay. I want my boys to have their friends. I love my neighbors. I want them to follow through.
Danelle says Edge stopped short of saying the slide was their fault during the meeting.
I would like them to show their accountability. They are at fault for this. They know. Like I stated in the meeting, during the meeting, we reached out to them in the summertime with our walls starting to bow, stick out, and we had pictures of it. We were just told that they would send their engineer out. We never heard anything back from them. It was very disappointing. And so looking back on all of that, that's the one thing I want them to know, is that all of us have been continually reaching out and just kind of getting stonewalled, if that's the word, and not getting anything back from them. So they've had opportunities to act and fix things sooner. I'm just really sad they didn't, because the end result was catastrophic, not only to these families, but to the whole neighborhood.
Other people who live in the area are demanding things like daily reports, compensation at today's market values, plus better security of the area.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.